Title: Call and Response Base Arrangement, Intermediate Ableton Lesson. Hey, welcome. This lesson will teach you how to make two bass parts talk to each other in drum and bass. Think call and response. One part grabs attention with mid-range punch and rhythmic motion. The other answers with a deep, rolling sub. We're working at 174 BPM, geared for rolling DNB / jungle energy, using Ableton stock devices. This is intermediate territory, so you should already be comfortable with MIDI clips, wave eatable or operator, grouping tracks, and basic mixing. Let's dive. Quick overview of the goal. You'll end up with two grouped bass tracks, call, the attack and character in the mids and highs, and response, the mono sub that rolls and sustains. You'll build device chains, an 8-bar call and response loop, sidechain ducking, frequency carving, and automation ideas for arrangement and tension. The point is to get them interacting like a conversation, not fighting each other. Setup. Create a new live set. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks and name them bass, call and bass, response. Group them into a bass group. Color code if that helps your workflow. Use Waveeatable for the call if you have suite, and Operator or Sampler for the response. If you only have standard, Operator and Sampler will do fine. Patch ideas, response, the sub foundation. On the response track, load Operator. Initialize to a single sine oscillator. Drop the octave to around -2 or -3 to fit your key. Set the oscillator level to 0 dB. Tune the envelope so attack is 0 milliseconds. Decay between 100 and 400 ms. Sustain around 0.8 to 1.0. And release somewhere between 50 and 150 ms. The idea is a fat, stable sub with enough sustain to roll under the drums. After operator, add EQ 8 and leave the very lowest end intact. You can high pass only above 20 to 30 Hz if you need to clean up rumble. Add a saturator set to drive 2 to 4, with a soft sine or analog clip curve to create useful harmonics for club playback without killing the low end. Glue compressor next, gentle glue settings. Threshold around -10 to -20 dB, ratio around 4 to 1, attack 5 to 10 ms. Release around 2 to 600 ms, just to even it out. Finish with utility and mono the lows by setting width to 0%. Keep the response centered. Patch ideas, call, mid/high character. On the call track, use Waveeatable. Start with a saw or pulse wave and add a second oscillator slightly detuned for width. 2 to 4 voices of unison with small detune works well. Let osc be add movement. Try pitching it an octave or a fifth for motion and set mix so the character is present but not massive. Put a low-pass filter around 500 to 1500 Hz and modulate it a little with an envelope or gentle LFO. Attack 5 to 20 ms in the filter envelope and the envelope amount around 20 to 40% for subtle articulation. Chain the call with EQ8 and high-pass at about 40 to 60 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Use saturator drive around 3 to 6 for grit. Then a small chorus or frequency shifter for movement. Compress for punch. Fast attack between 1 and 10 ms. Release 2 to 500 ms. Ratio 3 to 4 to 1. Optional low wet ping pong delay or small reverb on ascend gives space without blurring the low mid interplay. MIDI patterns and phrasing. Build an 8-bar sketch as your blueprint. Bars 1 and 2. The call plays a 2-bar rhythmic motif. Bars 3 and 4. Response answers with a sub-roller sustained notes. Bars 5 and 6. A call validation. Bars 7 and 8. Overlap both for full energy. For the call program, punchy 16th and 32nd note accents and ghost notes at low velocities to imply groove. For the response, favor long sustained notes on the root and occasional rolling 8th or 16th fills, sometimes pitch modulated to plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones for movement. Small timing nudges matter. Nudge some call notes 5 to 30 milliseconds ahead of the grid or push response hits slightly behind to create pocket. Ducking and dynamics. Sidechain the response to your kick or drum bus. Put a compressor on the response. Enable sidechain and route it to the kick. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast. Release around 80 to 160 ms. And set the threshold so you get 3 to 6 dB of reduction on the kick hits. This keeps the sub from masking the kick and preserves punch. You can also do group sidechaining on the bass group if you prefer global control. Frequency carving and stereo. The fundamental rule is separation by frequency and stereo. High pass the call around 50 to 80 Hz so the sub breathes under it. On the response, keep a low pass around 180 to 220 Hz if you want the response strictly sub, or leave a little upper harmonic if you're using saturation. Keep the sub mono below 120 Hz with utility. Let the call be stereo, adding chorus or stereo delay tails, but keep mids and low mids controlled to avoid phase issues. Check mono compatibility often. Export a quick loop and listen some to mono, group chain and macros. On the base group, put utility, a corrective EQ8, a subtle saturator with low wet amount, glue compressor for bus glue, and a light multiband dynamics to tame mid-range buildup. Map two macros, call presence to control the calls filter cutoff and delay wet, and sub weight to increase the response saturator and group low gain. These macros let you shotgun changes for drops quickly and musically. Automation and arrangement moves. Automate the calls filter opening over two bars to build tension and automate the responses saturation drive for extra weight in drops. Mute the call for a sparse breakdown and bring it back for impact. Use resampling. Record a call phrase, warp it, pitch shift or reverse it, and layer it as a transition element. Common mistakes and quick fixes. If both parts occupy 40 to 250 HC, you get mud. Fix that by HBFing the call and low passing the response. Never widen the sub. If you hear phase cancellation in mono, dial back stereo effects or use mid/side EQ to reduce side energy under 800 HZ. If everything's saturated, scale back or use parallel processing. And don't forget to sidechain. Lack of ducking is a frequent killer. Pro tips for heavier, darker tones. Layer re-SEs with slight to tune. Run a parallel duplicate of the response through drum bus with heavy drive and low pass it to sit under the dry sub for grit without collapsing the low end. Use subtle FM or frequency shifter spikes on strong hits and map one aggro macro to saturator drive, filter resonance, and compressor ratio so one knob makes the section brutal immediately. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 30 minutes. Build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Track 1. Operator response. Long root notes and a sub fill at bar 3 and 7. Track 2. Wave-eatable call. Q-bar rhythmic motif using 16 THS and 32 NDS. Rests on bars 3 and 4 to leave space. Add the processing chains we discussed. Sidechain the response for about 4 to 6 dB of gain reduction. And automate the call filter opening from 600 to 1.2K across bars 5 to 8. Check it in mono. The sub should still be present and the call should be clear. Homework challenge. Over a 32-bar section, produce intro, build, drop, and mini breakdown using only Ableton stock devices. Keep lows mono under 120 HC, include one resampled bass replay that's clearly processed differently, and create at least one macro that affects multiple parameters. Export a 32-bar WAV and jot three lines describing the conversational moves you used, the macro mapping, and what you changed after listening in mono. Final recap. Call and response in DNB is about spectral and rhythmic roles. Call equals mid/high rhythm and presence. Response equals mono low motion. Use Ableton stock devices. Sidechain diligently. Carve frequencies and automate so the bass conversation stays interesting. Keep testing on small speakers and in mono. If you want a project file walkthrough, send your live set or a clip link and I'll annotate the chain and arrangement notes. Get in, sketch the shapes first, make the call speak and the response answer, then tweak until that bass dialogue moves the floor. Ready to make your bass talk?